Welcome to the Time Management Podcast with me, your host, Abigail Barnes. I'm a productivity coach, global speaker, time management author, and award-winning entrepreneur on a mission to share the 888 formula with the world and to remind you that it's your time. Leave it to me to bring you new time management tips, tricks, tools, and strategies, to introduce you to guests, research, and case studies from around the world, and to give you a simple five-step process you can follow to up-level your productivity, achieve your goals, and create a life that exceeds your wildest dreams. I'm so excited that you're here, so let's get started. Welcome to the show. It's you and me today for a conversation all about eight ways that you can be more productive with the time that you have. I'm Abigail Barnes, and I am so excited that we get to hang out today for this conversation. Let's lay a foundation before we dive into these eight strategies. I am going to assume that we've either been hanging out on this podcast for a while, and or you've read about time management, you've read about productivity, maybe you've taken some courses, some trainings, etc. in your time. Productivity is not about learning more things. It's about doing things with the information and the knowledge that we have. Otherwise, it turns into toxic productivity, chasing the next bright, shiny star. Maybe this will be the answer. Maybe this will be the answer. Maybe this will be the answer. Well, spoiler alert, the answer isn't out there. The answer's in here. The answer starts with a question. Here is our first question for today's episode, and this can be the homework for you should you choose to do something with this conversation, with this question. Why do I want to be more productive? Take a piece of paper, journal out, aka write down your answer. Why do I want to be more productive? And here are three things that I hear regularly. The first one, I want to do my work in less time. The second one, I want to be paid more for the work that I do. The third one, I want more time for the things that I want to do. Perhaps those are your three answers. Perhaps one of those is your answer. Perhaps your answer is something else. Sit with a piece of paper and write down whatever comes up for you. Why do I want to be more productive? Knowing why you want to be more productive becomes the fuel in the car that is going to take you on the journey of your life. Let's imagine for a minute you're a vehicle, and this vehicle that you are is driving you through life, through your life experience on the journey. You are at the fueling station, refilling this vehicle with electric, petrol, diesel, whatever this vehicle needs. Your why you want to be more productive is that fuel. That's step one. Step two, you now know why you want to be more productive. You've probably done the training. So what stops you? The same thing that stops everybody else: mindset. This conversation today is going to be 80% mindset, because the old Pareto principle, the results actually come from the 20% that you do, not the 80%. But the 80% sets you up to be able to do the 20%. Next question. What is stopping you from being more productive? This is a mindset question. And the most common answers that come up: too much to do, aka I'm overwhelmed. Motivation: I'm struggling with motivation, so I end up procrastinating. Number three, distractions: I can't concentrate, there's too many things going on. Number four, worthiness: I don't feel worthy of having time. I don't feel worthy of being more productive, of actually being able to do what I want to do with the time that I have. This is a subconscious or a conscious sabotage. And then the fifth one: who am I to dare to dream that things could be different, that things could be easier for me, that somebody like me could have it, that it's possible for somebody like me, that it could be easier, that it could be better? And then we get to the real root of this whole mindset. What if I fail? What if I succeed? And we get ourselves stuck in a loop and we go round and round and round this loop. What if I fail and everybody laughs at me and it doesn't work? But what if I succeed and then everybody hates me? This is the fundamental reason why, as knowledgeable human beings, we don't tend to do anything with that knowledge that we have and get the results that we want, get the results that are possible. In this episode, I'm going to share 8 ways that you can be more productive. They are going to be mostly mindset. When you get your mindset right, you will be able to do something with this knowledge and information that you already have. And or if you're new to this time management productivity journey, you will be able to do something with the knowledge and information that you are picking up from the podcast, that you are picking up from reading my book, that you are picking up from trainings that you are doing, either of mine or of other people's. We've talked about why you want to be more productive. We've talked about what's stopping you from being more productive. We've talked about mindset. Finally, before we dive into these 8 ways, let's focus on something that I like to call stories. The stories we tell ourselves on a daily, weekly basis about what's possible for us. We tell these stories so often that we start to believe they're true, but they're not. They're just a habit. They're just so familiar, so regular, and we tell them again and again and again and again and again. And it's only when we recognize that we are repeatedly telling the same story, repeatedly getting the same results, that something can change. That is the moment when it goes from a subconscious habit to a conscious habit. And it's only when we become conscious of our habits, aka our self-sabotages, that we are able to do something with it. To hammer home this point, I'm going to share a story with you, The Autobiography by Portia Nelson. Chapter 1, I walk down a street, there's a hole, I fall in it. Chapter 2, I walk down the same street, there's a hole, I try to ignore it, I fall in it. Chapter 3, I walk down the same street, there's a hole, I see it, I fall in it. Chapter 4, I walk down the same street, there's a hole, I walk around it. Chapter 5, I walk down a new street. I love this story as much as I also find it annoying, because it so clearly demonstrates how even though we know, we still keep doing it. This is such a simple story in life that if you take this away and apply it to your life, you will start to see how, even though we know certain things do not serve us, other people we know are doing it, so we do it. It's familiar, so we do it. It's a habit, so we do it. Please, 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 if you take nothing away from this episode, take away the fact that once you become consciously aware of the things that you are doing as a habit, everything can start to change. Let's dive into these 8 ways to be more productive with the time that you have. Way number 1, leadership starts with how you show up in the world. Your energy doesn't lie. You are a leader of one until you are a leader of more than one. Leadership is about accepting who you are, loving who you are, observing who you are, and evolving that person, becoming who you came here to be. I want to point you back to episode 24 of the podcast, where I interviewed a human design expert. Over the years, I've done a huge number of personality tests, performance analysis. Human design is the only thing that I've ever done that has been able to summarize my intuition of who I feel I am, who I believe I am, what my skill set is, etc., etc. I highly, highly recommend that you go back and check out episode 24 if you haven't, and that you do the free test and find out what your design is to confirm your intuition. Number 2, your process won't be for everyone. That's a preference, not a problem. We are all here to live our design, to live our life purpose, to do what we came here to do. And we do this by following our guidance, following our intuition, following our skills, noticing what we're skilled at and doing more of it. In essence, the journey of life is the way. We're born, we live, we die. We are going on a journey from A to B, but it is a squiggly journey with many stops, with many wrong turns, with many experiences, with many holdups, with many different stages that teach us the lessons we need to learn in order to become who we came here to be. It's very hard to accept something if you don't feel worthy of it. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody needs to go through the same process. Everybody needs to work hard for 10 years in order to earn what it is that somebody else did. It quite simply means that you have to do whatever you need to do in order to become the person who can accept the result. For this, I'm going to reference you back to episode 14, where we had John R. Miles on the show, and he was telling us all about what he feels living a passion-struck life means. John shared some amazing examples from his own life, from his friend's life, from people who he's had on his incredible Passion Struck podcast. I highly recommend that you check that episode out if you haven't already. He also spoke quite a lot about purpose in that episode, and that it unfolds as you go on the journey of life. Way number three, who are you being on a daily basis? As a partner, as a parent, as a colleague, as a human. How you treat others impacts you. You are the observer of life, you are the liver of life, and energy flows to you and from you and through you. It's more than karma. Energy is always flowing. You can't control your way to more productive. If you are not enjoying the process, the journey to getting there, you won't enjoy the end result. Way number four, don't give up on your dreams because somebody else thinks it's crazy or too risky. In episode 16 of the podcast, we had Joan Burge on the show, and she told us about her and her husband's dream for how they wanted to live their life and raise their family. And that was that they decided to live it now, to live it every single day, to live it to the max. They didn't want to wait for a lottery win. They didn't want to wait for retirement. They didn't want to wait until they could afford it. They wanted to live where they were at and do what they could and make the most of every single minute. It was such a great episode. Joan shared so many things in it, including that her husband actually very sadly died at the age of 57 from pancreatic cancer. In the last couple of years of his life, they had so many conversations about how grateful they were that they had actually lived their dream life. And since then, Joan has gone on to impact more lives through her own organization and take the lessons from that devastation and pay it forward. Way number five, people will always have an opinion. Don't let that stop you living your life. The best example I can give you for this is imagine every single one of us goes to the optician and has our vision tested and is told our vision is different. Some of us need glasses, some of us don't need glasses. Some of us can see close up, some of us can't see, some of us can see far away, some of us can't. Every single person is putting their own perspective, their own overlay on life. Somebody's opinion is going to be informed by how they see life, how they see the world. And this is made up of their life experience, their risk tolerance, and the fact that nobody else can see your dream because they don't have your prescription. Opinions are like oxygen. It's always there. You wouldn't argue with oxygen. When you are seeking to be right, somebody else automatically is wrong. We're talking about 8 ways to be more productive with the time that you have. You quite simply don't have the time to argue about how you are living your life. Just live your life. And I'll end this point with a quote from the late Wayne Dyer. Other people's opinions of you are not your business. If you have a room full of 1,000 people, that's 1,000 opinions. You cannot be 1,000 different versions of yourself. You can only be you. Tip number 6. It turns out most people's opinions steal your time and they do not pay your bills. Building on the previous point, 1,000 people, 1,000 opinions, 1,000 different ways to be. That is a lot of time to spend on being somebody other than yourself. You came here to be you. If you want to be more productive, you will need to tune out the opinions of others. They are simply opinions. They are not facts. Number 7, if today was your last day on earth, would you be worried about what someone else thinks? In episode 18 of the podcast, my guest Chris Payton shared his perspective of time from almost 2 decades in the military and over 10 years in business. Such a great episode. I highly recommend you check that one out. His message for us was to live with no regrets. In episode 5 of the podcast, my guest Keith Hare shared his relationship with time, which was informed from taking a 1-year sabbatical after 25 years in the finance sector. This is such a great episode. He learned so many lessons, and it's so, so rare to hear from somebody who has had that opportunity. And then in episode 11, my guest, Daryl Evans, shared his experience of time, which was informed by an underlying belief that he needed to over-service his clients in order to keep them happy, that consequently led to him feeling burned out and unwell. So if today was your last day on earth, would you be worried about what somebody else thinks? And finally, to wrap up this episode, number 8, it's not how you spend your time that matters, it's what you get for the time you spent. And that is my own quote, Abigail Barnes. Your life is the culmination of the daily actions you take and the decisions you make. We started off this episode by talking about habits and how our job is to identify what is a subconscious habit driving us without our awareness, and becoming consciously aware so that we can make changes. For this final way to be more productive with the time that you have, I'm going to reference you back to episode number 7 of the podcast with Simon Coulson. He shared in that episode that he made the decision very, very early on in his life. He wanted to retire by the age of 50 and be financially free, so that he could do whatever it was that he wanted to do. And he has. He was able to retire from running the business himself and focus on his other passion, which is making music, and since then has released his own music. For this episode, I'm referencing you back to lots of previous episodes, because as I said at the beginning, your results don't come from what you know. Your results come from what you do. My entire intention with this podcast is to share proof, to share stories, as well as practical tips, tools, and strategies that you can use to be more productive with the time that you have and create the life that you want. There's some great homework in this episode. Remember, you have the skills that you need. Your dreams are your dreams for a reason. Other people's opinions do not pay your bills. Your time here is limited. That being said, your life is unfolding at the speed and the pace that you can cope with. You have the skills. You actually know what it is that you came here to do. And you will handle every single hurdle that comes up, because you have in the past and you will continue to do so. The hurdles are just the lessons on the journey of life. And the journey of life is 95% of why we came here. The end goal, the thing that we're working towards, that's the 5%. If we don't enjoy the journey, we won't enjoy the goal. We won't enjoy the reward. We won't get to the top of the mountain and be able to take in the view. Because it might be that on the way up the mountain, there was a constant view. And when you get to the top of the mountain, there's clouds. And as we wrap up this conversation today, my final episode recommendation for you is episode 15. If you're ready to find out where all your time is going, this episode gives you the tips, the tools, the strategies that you need to do your 7-day time audit, which is what I share in my book, Time Management for Entrepreneurs and Professionals. The links to buy a copy of the book are in the show notes. This is your first step to finding out where all your time is going. Once you know where your time is going, then it is a case of creating your new time management plan, your schedule for how you want to use your time. It's been so much fun to hang out with you today, to share 8 ways that you can be more productive with the time that you have, to talk about mindset, and to remind you of all of the amazing guests that we've had on the show who have been sharing their application of this information. If it's possible for them, it's possible for you. Until next time, my friend. Stay safe, stay well, and remember, it's your time. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to let me know by leaving a review so I can keep the good stuff coming. Come and say hi on Instagram at Success by Design Training, or visit my website, successbydesigntraining.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Just search Abigail Barnes. Until next time, don't forget, you are amazing, and it's your time.